The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you look at the numbers Justin Verlander has put up since coming to Houston, it's like he's a demigod. It's almost Randy Johnson-like.
Did you guys see the stat Jason Stark tweeted out earlier today? Since they traded away Justin Verlander, the Tigers are 4-22 with a 7.02 team ERA. That would be the highest September-October ERA ever and the second worst winning percentage ever. Yeah, Justin Verlander has more wins in September than the Tigers do.
That's absurd.
That is absurd.
A source says that there is, quote, no end in sight to the Dwayne Brown holdout.
Well, I guess he's just willing to take a year off.
Well, and he's still under contract for next year.
Yeah.
It's going to wind up being 2 years. If you're the Texans and you can get a decent pick for him, do you think about moving him?
Yeah, if you can get a decent pick for him, but you probably can't.
If you get another team desperate, although I can't imagine a team being much more desperate in the offensive line than the Texans, and you can get a decent enough pick for him, I think I'd move him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, a lot of that, a lot of poop talk, a lot of other stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. Just go check it out. I have a giveaway. 2 tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. Oktoberfest Houston showcases the best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year. So grab your Lederhosen and dirndls to taste a variety of German and local craft beer while you listen to the best polka music in Texas. At the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September 30th, general admission starts at just $25. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com and search for Oktoberfest with a K, Houston, caller 20. You're going to Oktoberfest. Every time I do this read, I think of the scene in Strange Brew where they have to go rescue, get all the beer that's been tainted.
Okay.
I don't know why. The polka and the dirndls and Lederhosen and the flying dog. I'm going to watch that movie. I love that movie.
So I have already tweeted out my cards for this week. For NFL and college. So
I like your place.
Thank you.
We were talking about him a little bit off air. I haven't seen what you tweeted out, but if it's what you were saying, I like that. Hey, I've got a list that I'd like to share from Wallet Hub.
Mm-hmm.
They ranked the most fun cities in America. I want to go through this and I want you to tell me too high or too low. Here's what they ranked them on: entertainment and recreation, nightlife and parties, and then cost.
Okay.
So what would you guess would be the most fun city in America? I'll let you guess the first one, and then we'll go from there.
My guess would be that it would be Vegas.
Vegas is number one.
Okay.
Yeah. So very good. Number two is Orlando.
That's a lie. That's fake news.
That is way too high, unless you're a little kid going to Disney. But even then, Orlando's kind of a pit.
I'm guessing a lot of parents maybe on this poll.
Yeah, well, I guess. Number three, New York. Can't fault that.
No. Although, when you add in price, that's...
Well, they're 150th in cost.
Yeah.
Well, so, Vegas isn't cheap either.
No, 77th.
But Vegas, honestly, you can drink in Vegas for free.
Yeah.
If you're
smart.
Doing the right things.
And there's places off the strip that are really inexpensive to eat.
Yeah.
You just got to know these little tricks. But yeah, New York, number one in entertainment and recreation, number three in nightlife and parties, number 150 in costs.
Yeah.
Number four on the list, Miami.
I've never been, so I can't give it.
It's not my flavor.
Okay.
But I could see why people would have it this high. Here's one that surprises me a little bit, but I don't really disagree. Number five, Portland, Oregon.
It's a fun town.
It is a fun town. Number six, Atlanta. Way too high for me.
Yeah, that's not my place, but
Okay. Number seven, San Francisco.
I enjoyed it there. I mean, it's a... That's another expensive town.
Yeah, it's number 145 in cost. But not on my list to go to a bunch, though. But it was okay. Number eight, New Orleans.
Man, that might be too low.
That's way too low. To me, New Orleans is a top five.
That's a great town, man. I mean, there's so much culture there. The food is second to none. Whatever kind of booze you're into, they got something for you.
Yeah, they have them 29th in entertainment and recreation. That's way too low. That's way too low. New Orleans, you should be... I would actually have New Orleans in my top three behind Las Vegas and New York. And I'd actually probably put them ahead of New York because I prefer it, but that doesn't... You know, I understand. Also, maybe a little low for me at number nine, Chicago.
That's an underrated town, I feel like.
I agree. 125 in the cost is what hurts them. Number 10, San Diego. I like San Diego.
That's a nice place.
Yeah, and plus it's so close to Del Mar and La Jolla and those places, and that gas lamp district's pretty cool. The weather's always perfect. At number 11, Denver. Too low for me.
That might be too low for me, too.
Yeah, I would have Denver, San Diego, Chicago, New Orleans ahead of Miami, Atlanta, and San Francisco, but that's just me. Number 12, Los Angeles.
Nah, that's not my cup of tea.
No.
There is a lot of stuff to do there, though.
It's funny, when I lived there very briefly, and I liked it, but then every time I went back to visit, I hated it. So it would drop on my list. Now we get into three cities that have no business being ranked this high. Number 13, Cincinnati.
I've never had fun in Cincinnati.
Well, there is no fun to be had there. Number 14, St. Louis.
Yeah, I think it's an okay town. I haven't been in a long time, so I hate to judge it. And when I went there, it wasn't like a party trip. So I don't know.
It's
I don't
okay.
Judge it too
it's not, but it's not better than some of the cities below it. I'll just say that. Tampa.
Never been.
It doesn't do much for me. But usually when I go there, I just go to the racetrack and play poker.
Okay.
There's not really anything else to do there. But in my world, that puts you near the top of the list, but the rest of the city, not much. Here's some cities coming up that I think should be ahead of all of those. Philadelphia.
Never been.
Underrated, man. Philadelphia is a cool, cool city. Now, I wouldn't want to live there, but if you get a chance, especially around downtown where they've got all these old cobblestone streets that look like they're from the 1700s. The bar scene is great. I like that city. Number 17, D.C.
I've never been.
Never been to D.C.?
The only city I've spent any significant time in the northeast part of the country is New York.
Hmm. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's not my flavor either, but I would have both of the next two.
Actually, D.C. is in that weird zone of, is it a northeastern city or is it a southeastern city? They don't really know. It's just kind of in the middle.
Yeah, it's a tweener.
Yeah.
The next three of these, to me, should be in the top 15, ahead of almost everybody we mentioned except Philadelphia. Austin, Texas.
I am maybe a little biased towards that town.
I am,
so,
too.
But, yeah, I think it's a great town.
Number 19, Houston.
I think that's underrated.
I agree. And here's another one that I think is underrated.
I will say this, like there's not a lot of touristy stuff to do in Houston. Like I see why people, like when they visit here, they're like, well, what do you guys do? I mean, if you live here though, there's a lot more to do.
Yeah, there is, but there's also stuff that we just don't pay any attention to. Like NASA is a big deal for people to go to.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, that's about it, but it's interesting because in the rankings, Houston 26th in entertainment and recreation and in nightlife and parties 16th. 41 in costs, and I think they must have they must be really heavily weighting the entertainment and recreation because Austin is like 24, 17, and 50, but is still ahead of Houston, which I would rank both these higher.
Wait, they're saying there's more entertainment in Houston than Austin?
Yes, which
I'll go false on that also.
No, they're saying there's more in Austin by two spots. Oh, okay. So it's only two spots different, and for some reason, Houston is 9 spots higher on costs. So it's cheaper in Houston than it is Austin.
It is.
Yeah. So Seattle, number 20.
Wasn't the case 15 years
ago. No, but everybody's moved there, and it's it's blown up. I blame Dell. Number 20, way too low for me also, Seattle, Washington.
I'm with you. That's too low.
The problem is cost, 143.
It is very expensive.
So then you get into like Honolulu, 21.
Never been.
Fort Lauderdale, 22.
Never
been. Salt Lake City at 23.
Salt Lake City's not fun.
No, it is not. There's nothing fun about it. Pittsburgh at 24. Minneapolis, 25, too low.
I'm looking forward to going to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Have you been there before?
Never been.
No, it's you're going to, well, of course, it's going to be cold as hell and snowing.
I don't like that.
But it is a, it's got a lot of cool stuff to it, man. I like that city. Here's some that are, like Dallas is 29th. It's probably too high. Right ahead of Omaha.
Omaha! I'll go, where, no San Antonio on that
list. San Antonio's
32nd.
I would have San Antonio ahead of Dallas.
I think I would too.
Boy, they got Reno 33rd. Reno is a pit. I it's a place to go to just gamble.
Yeah, I'm saying, I like, if that's what you're into, and it's cheaper than Vegas, but it's, I wouldn't necessarily call it fun.
No.
It's not, it's definitely not the Vegas crowd.
So I'm scrolling down. There's a couple, like Memphis, they have 44th. I think that's a little low.
Where's Nashville?
Nashville 50th, also too
that's
low.
That's way too low.
Yeah, there's some cities in the, like Nashville's a better city than St. Louis.
I agree. I think Nashville's a better city than Atlanta.
Oh, I do too, but that's, I get it. All right, here's two that also are too low for me. 55, Louisville, and Indianapolis at 53. I think Indianapolis is more interesting than a lot of those cities.
Yeah, a decent time there.
Yeah. So, El Paso, number 73 on the list. But you're not the worst in Texas, El Paso. You're ahead of Plano. You're ahead of Fort Worth, which Fort Worth at 91. Are you kidding me? Fort Worth is a more entertaining city than Dallas. Arlington at 96. Amarillo, 103 on the list.
Oh,
Garland, 122.
Where's Lubbock?
Lubbock is right behind Irving. Number 131 on the list.
Oh, what about Corpus?
I don't think I've seen Corpus yet. Laredo, 144. And yeah, there's no
Laredo, Corpus. Texas.
Laredo, Texas.
Or Laredo, Mexico.
Well,
because let me tell you about the entertainment and the cost there. I haven't been since high school.
Number one in cost.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure, number one in cost.
All right, let's.
You can see one of those shows there. It's not even legal in this country.
Yeehaw. All right, let's go to our buddy John Granato. John, how many Sam Adams have you had?
Well, you count Sam Adams and Coors Light?
We know what you're drinking. It's okay.
But dude bought me a Johnny Walker Blue.
Ooh, fancy.
How about that?
That's fancy.
It's like a $70 shot.
Oh, what a gentleman.
I know, and I couldn't drink it.
You spit it out. Or what?
Well, I didn't spit it out. I tasted it. I was like, I got to drive back to civilization, so I can't.
At least you didn't do like what Barry Laminack would have done and poured Diet Coke in it.
Oh, that's so weak. Stop. But I gave it to Tasha, who was drinking it. And I told Del, shoot your shot.
There you
shoot
go.
Shoot your shot, Del.
Oh, great. So get her drunk and get her in trouble driving home. Well done.
Well, she'd probably have to get drunk to go with Del.
That's true.
So, we are live at Mojo's, 18323 West Lake Houston Parkway, up in Itasca. It's actually in Humble, but you know, it's over here. And I want to tell you something. We're going to have the beer, Stein beer hoisting contest, and we're doing it not only here, but next week in Tomball, and then in Midtown at Beer Market. That's going to be the championship, and you can win $1,000. All you got to do is get here for one of these, and you could be the winner. You just got to hold up a beer, okay, for about last week, 5.5 minutes, won it. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Probably you're not going to have to do that long here because it doesn't look like there's a lot of athletes. All I'm saying is get up here in a hurry to Mojo's, 18323 West Lake Houston Parkway, and come hang with us. Great bar. Great. If you're in this area, you know this place. What a great place to watch games. We're going to watch the Astros. We're going to watch the Longhorns. We're going to watch it all right here. Come hang with us at Mojo's in Humble.
All right. That's John Granato. Go get drunk with him. Thanks, John.
All right, guys.
All right.
All right. Tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, as the seasons change, you want to spend more time outdoors. You want your backyard to be looking better. The guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions can get you ready. They can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone for way less money than tearing everything out would cost you. It's trial, hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete. It's cool to the touch, and Allied Outdoor Solutions stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is the kind of company you want to work with. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check them out on the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. Run back to me, because I'm the best baby that they never got to keep. 1, 2, 3, they're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to leave.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What the hell is this?
Weezer.
Wow, I haven't heard that one. Started off very weird. Brett said, I once scored a great hotel room in San Francisco, less than $100. My parking was $110 a night.
That doesn't surprise.
Yeah. Jesse says, Minneapolis has serious talent. I was blown away by the Twin Cities Pound Town nominee. I like that. I'll tell you what else they have there that is really, if you travel a lot and you have to go through a hub, they may have the best airport in America. It's huge, but it's got everything you could possibly want in it. And there's plenty of places to eat and plenty of bars and plenty of... It's like a mall. It's like they almost have a mall there. Mm-hmm. So it's... I try to fly through there when I can simply, you know, if I've got to have a stop somewhere because there's a good little beer place. And Jeff said that list is crazy. Nashville should be at least in the top 20. I agree. But again, what I think is fun and what these people think is fun is probably a lot different. They're probably club people.
True.
That's why they mentioned nightlife, because nightlife generally equals club, right?
Yeah.
So.
Club and bar, I guess.
Yeah, but it depends. I mean, to me, nightlife can be both, but most people would associate it with the club scene, I would think, and I'm not a club person. Let's try a phone call. Richard, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on, man.
Hey, my name's Victor. Sorry about that. Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, just a little parenting advice. My daughter Giovanna is all week. She had a substitute teacher, reminded she's in kindergarten. It's just acting crazy, standing in the chair, disrupting the class, trying to cut her desk mate's hair. So I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do for grounding this weekend. And before I have a little Trump troll in my hand forever, I want to get some insight from the two smartest guys I know.
Hold on, now, what's going on with your daughter?
She's just acting up in kindergarten while she has a substitute teacher this week, just standing in the chair, yelling in class, just acting a fool.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Kid's different. I know, like, with my kid, first of all, my kid literally was one incident away from being suspended from the first grade. First grade. The principal said, if this happens again, we have to suspend him. I didn't even think you could do that.
Yeah.
But my kid was also, shortly afterwards, diagnosed as severe ADHD. And now he's like a model student. But what I found, the punishment that works with my kids is I work them out like a freaking drill sergeant. And I have them bear crawl and do a push-up position and flutter kicks. And I've got like little – my wife's got hand weights that she does Pilates with. I'll make them do squats, until they can't walk. And that works much better than taking away their toys or no TV or any of that crap.
And it's good for them.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not beating them with a stick, which is the alternative.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson style.
Right.
Mine, when he was that age, was just a nightmare. And I'll be honest, nothing I tried worked. He just had to grow out of it. It's because his mom babied him. Just kidding. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Your Astros off to a 3-0 lead. So, that's going on.
I mean, it literally matters not now, right?
Yeah. I don't think it matters at all. So, guess who...
The Indians ain't losing 3 more games.
No. Guess who might be getting out Monday?
Daddy Juice.
Daddy Juice.
Finally. I can't wait to see what OJ does next, the next chapter in OJ's life.
According
just to, kidding. I don't care what OJ does.
Well, he'll just lop off a few more heads, I'm sure. According to ESPN's Ashok Moore, who I don't know who that is, a Nevada prisons official said a plan is in place to release Simpson, and it could happen as early as Monday. He was a model prisoner, they said. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The warden got everything he wanted from Daddy Juice.
Sounds like everybody else did too.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be back in rotation.
Man, you think he'll come on the show?
Oh, I'm sure he would. I'd like to hear about his I'd like to hear about how many times he got violated in prison. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, regarding the NCAA basketball scandal, what are the odds that more than 30 teams and coaches will be involved? And
man,
what are the odds more than 5 are elite schools? That's the thing is, it's so hard to tell. And wasn't Texas in on one of those kids?
Yeah, but I was reading about that today, and basically Texas has been, at least from their own investigation, has been totally cleared on this deal. But that's a bullet dodged, it looks like. They're breathing a sigh of relief over there. But, you know, who knows?
There may be some other bullets out there.
There could be.
So, we'll see. I don't know how many are going to get caught, but I'm sure this is just the tip of the iceberg, because you know what happens when people get arrested? You start rolling on everybody else. Try to get less time. I watch a lot of Law and Order. I see that.
Yeah.
Jay Williams came out, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And he revealed his own little thing that he had with like Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
$200,000 they got paid. And then Kevin Love didn't want any part of him because he said he crashed a motorcycle. So, squeeze in a phone call real quick. Mark, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey. Yes, how y'all doing? Hey, what y'all think about the Texans and Tennessee? You think Bill O'Brien will get us actually a win? And also, what do you think about LeBron comment about the president? I think it up there. Bye.
I actually like Tennessee this weekend.
I'm on the other end here. I think
you like the Texans?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll see.
I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Texans win it.
Yeah. If Deshaun Watson continues to progress, then hey, I mean, you got something going here. I'm a wait and see guy on that. I've been impressed by what Tennessee's done so far this year. That looks like a good football team, better than I expected them to be. I don't know, especially on the offensive side. I don't know that there's a unit on the offensive side that I would take the Texans over the Titans at this point. So I
think the Texans are significantly better on defense.
I think they're significantly better in the front seven.
Well, I'm still not sold on the Titans. They're going to have to come in here
That's
and
fair.
Beat the crap out of this team and just show me something. Because
You know, I mean, they've been, like a lot of teams, they've looked really good in a couple games, and they've looked like crap against the Raiders at home. So I think the Texans' offense is going to be much, much better. I think they figured out some things there, and home game, I think they get it done. But not enough for me to bet it. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We've been shot up, beat up.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Okay, I know you don't like snakes. Where do you come down on rats?
I'm not big on rats. I mean, they're gross.
Well, because you think squirrels are rats and you like to shoot
right.
them. Right. Well, apparently they have found a new rat in the Solomon Islands. That is a foot and a half long.
Oh, man. Like, you know those Nutra rats?
Yeah.
Those are gross, and they're massive, but not a foot and a half.
Yeah, this is called the Vika rat.
Is that like Zika?
Maybe. You probably get Zika from it and everything else, and bubonic plague and smallpox. Gonorrhea.
Where's this at?
Solomon Islands.
Is that close to America?
I'm not really sure where the Solomon Islands are. John, you should know this. You're Asian.
Yeah, John, where are the Solomon Islands?
Well, Jerome would know.
Why would Jerome know?
Named after him.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
I didn't pick up on that.
Sorry.
Oh, it's close to Australia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, there's that crazy stuff there.
That
anyway.
Figures. Yeah. Vika. Yeah.
That's why I won't go there, because there's too much crazy stuff going
on. Because Australia's got giant spiders that are 20 feet tall.
It's like off the coast of Papua New Guinea. It's like a little bit to the east and northeast of Australia.
See, it really doesn't help me at all to tell me where Papua New Guinea...
Well, that's like directly north of Australia.
I know where Australia is,
yeah.
And I know where New Zealand is. After that, we're just guessing. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, take some phone calls. Astros up 3-0 still. I wonder, should you just bench everybody at this point? Or do you want to keep people kind of sharp?
People sharp, I think.
Well, I'd probably let Correa play just to...
Yeah, and like Verlander's pitched his last game of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now you make sure you get your rotation set up the way you want it.
I'd hate to get somebody hurt here, though.
Yeah.
It is one of those things you want people to stay sharp and see some pitches and get out there and play, but you don't want to see Altuve pull a hammy playing in a game that doesn't matter either. And you got the expanded rosters, but it's an interesting question, one might say. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. See, the Panthers officials believe Cam Newton's body may be breaking down on him.
Didn't last long.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he does play very physical.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big dude, but apparently Mike Freeman said some officials within the Panthers organization are worried that his body's already starting to break down. So it comes with a cost. Some team officials told us that when they watch Newton, they feel he's breaking down physically fast.
God, do you want to hear that coming from your organization?
No.
If you're Cam Newton?
But it says, to be fair, these officials haven't talked to Newton's doctors, so much of it is speculation.
Oh, boy.
It's not good speculation, no matter what you do. So, got anything you want to get to here? Because I just realized that We're almost done today.
Well, did you want to go sportsy?
Let's go non-sportsy.
We've had enough sports.
It's been a sportsy enough show.
I have something.
Oh, okay.
And John, look at John.
I contribute here.
I'll throw away my stuff.
I have Game of Thrones stuff. What do you have?
I don't have Game of Thrones stuff. I do have a Hoffman on Hollywood coming up next, but there's no Game of Thrones.
Okay, no Game of Thrones. Did you guys see the news of who's going to be directing and who's the budget for the next season?
I did see that. Now, did you mention this on your podcast?
Yes. Okay. Podcastarena.com/ComicCast or go to iTunes, search ComicCast, and hit subscribe. But yes, we've discussed it. We discussed it on the podcast. And Dan and Dave, basically the show runners of Game of Thrones, they're going to be directing the finale. And they're going to be bringing back two directors. I don't have my notes popped up here, but they're going to be bringing back both directors that did. One did The Battle of the Bastards and Hard Home. And the other one did, he did Red Wedding, and he did, so the two big directors that did the big set pieces and the big storylines are coming back to do the final season. So they're divvying it up among the three of the, the three members there. So, and each episode is going to cost $15 million to produce.
Jeez.
Do you guys?
That's with no wolves.
Yeah, imagine what they would be if you put the wolves back in.
But I think so last season, like the big characters like Tyrion and Dany and Jon and Jaime and Cersei, I think they each made $2 million per episode. So that's part of the budget. And then the rest of it's basically like CGI and that kind of thing. So I think a lot of the budget is set for, I think they're going to bring back like the direwolves. I guess the cast salary must have not, they probably didn't go up that much. And so I'm guessing the extra $5 million that they're going to have, they're going to use on like the dragons and the direwolves. So I have it here, Miguel. I'm gonna completely butcher this. Miguel Sapochnik. Yeah, Sapochnik did Battle of the Bastards and Winds of Winter, and David Nutter did Mother's Mercy, which was the shame episode.
Nutter.
And the Red Wedding.
Nutter. So,
In the scope of TV, this is going to be the highest costing TV show ever per episode wise. Do you guys know which show cost more prior to this announcement?
My guess would be Friends.
No,
I would guess something with a lot of CGI.
Two and a Half Men.
Friends came in second, $10 million per episode. By the final season, each actor was getting paid $1 million per episode. Jeez. And the episode cost was $10 million.
And they weren't even that good.
ER,
oh,
when
really?
George Clooney was around, cost $13 million per episode.
Oh, and man, this is, what a baller.
This is pre, like, big George Clooney. So they had to significantly reduce the budget for ER, and it cost them $440 million to make in 2 years of ER, and then they had to reduce the budget. And finally, they went on to do, I think, what? I got to see what, how many seasons? Three seasons? Oh, no. They went on to do 13 seasons of ER, 15 seasons of ER. Rome came in at number three, $9 million per episode. Marco Polo, $9 million per episode. Camelot, $7 million per episode. And then prior to this news, Game of Thrones, $6 million per episode. So their budget increase is $9 million per episode.
Damn.
Well, those dragons do pay for HBO.
Frasier, $5.2 million per episode. Really? Came in at number seven. Boardwalk Empire, $5 million per episode. Deadwood, $4.5 million per episode. Lost, $4 million per episode. Fringe, $4 million per episode. So that's the top 11. Fringe.
That was a good show.
And I think this list of most expensive TV shows ever made came out before this season of Game of Thrones, and I think this season of Game of Thrones would have came in at number three with $10 million per episode.
Hmm. All right. Nice job, John. Thanks for the contribution.
Podcastarena.com/ComicCast.
This is what we're going to do once a week. He's going to come on with something like this so he can push his podcast.
Or go to iTunes.
What else did you talk about on there?
Just a bunch of DC and Marvel news that I have to pull up. They got Ant-Man got its, I think Ant-Man got its villain. They're bringing in Ghost, and Deadpool 2's director opened up about not doing Deadpool's director, Tim Miller, came out and talked about not doing Deadpool 2. Creative differences. And a big
that doesn't bode well because I thought the first one was fantastic.
Yeah, I think what Tim Miller came out and said that he wanted to take the story into a different direction, and Ryan Reynolds and the studios did not agree, and so they departed. I think he was on the project for 7 months before he left. So I'm guessing they were wanting to do similar things to the first one, where Tim Miller wanted to take it to a different direction. So.
So they wanted to have fun, and he wanted to make it a little more serious.
I guess. But according to some reports, I think the budget for Deadpool will probably remain the same. The budget was like 50-something million last time around.
That's a moneymaker, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing did great.
Oh, it is a moneymaker. That thing cost like $30 million to make.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see that this weekend, I think. I want to see that and Kingsman.
Oh, I want to go watch Kingsman, too.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you about my bookie, and they have entertainment betting on there too, just in case you were curious. You can listen to Jong's podcast and then go bet on some of those things. But if you want to get in on the games tonight, tomorrow night, this weekend, jump in right now with mybookie.ag, industry leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action, in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, which is really cool. So if you miss the start of the game, you can still jump in and get something down. They've got a user-friendly mobile site, which is fantastic. And unlike a lot of sites, on that mobile site, you can bet horses. They got a really good race book if you're into that, like I am. And if you join now, mybookie.ag is going to match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. And the other cool thing is when it comes around to withdrawal time, when you take that money out that you win, no problems. Come join mybookie. You're not going to get the runaround. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
Of silence and the people bowing to the Leon.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Harry's. If you're in the market for a razor, the best thing to do, just go to harrys.com because you don't have to go to the store. You're going to get them delivered right there to your mailbox. You're going to save a bunch of money because they're selling them directly to you, and you're going to get a quality shave. For decades, one big razor company relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of the customers. So that's why the Harry's guys decided, hey, they just buy their own factory, take less profit, sell directly to you over the internet so they can offer their blades at half the price. And Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer just for the Blitzers, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. And we're back on the Blitz. Tomorrow, the Blitz will be at Luke's on Calder in Beaumont. So come on out, Beaumont. Represent. You always do. All right. Got to go to Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports informer with Doc Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at VSI Doc Sports. Rafael, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Do we have to talk about football? We could talk about all the betting props that I have open on Game of Thrones over at my bookie.
Yeah. Tell me about those, because do you worry about, with all the leaks last year, that maybe somebody's going to get a little too much information this time around?
I mean, we usually just put maybe a $50 max bet. We just mostly do this stuff for entertainment purposes only and for the shock and awe. I mean, I did a couple interviews with some entertainment sites because of this stuff. So we're not taking no $100,000 action on it. We mostly just do this for water cooler talk. And like I said, we don't mind losing $50 because we're hoping if you win $50 or $100 that you're going to put that $100 on a football bet, college football, baseball, World Series. So we do stuff like that just for I love researching it, and I just love doing the shock and awe water cooler talk kind of aspect of it.
So who's the favorite to sit on the Iron Throne at the end?
I don't know what you call him now. Do we still call him Jon Snow? Do we go by his real name? But he's minus 120 right now to sit on the Iron Throne.
What's the Night King? That's where my action's going.
My article that I wrote for Doc Sports and for my bookie, he's plus 4,000. He's one of the ones that I think that could also sit on there. One of the ones that I also like is Arya Stark die in the next season. I think a lot of main characters will get to act. So I think you can see some main characters going down on the next season.
I'm all about that Night King, man. I'm gonna go get some of that action. Hey, I want to ask you real quick, any thoughts on tonight's college game or the pro game? We've had a lot of people ask about both of those. You've got Texas minus 4.5 on the road against Iowa State, and, of course, you got Steelers and Packers. What are your thoughts on those two games?
I mean, for the Packers game, you have to like Green Bay. When they've had so much great success playing the Bears at Lambeau Field. The Bears always struggle there. I mean, I know the Bears pretty much won their Super Bowl last year at home, or last week beating Pittsburgh at home, but that was at home. Packers have covered 5 of their last 6 home games. I think even though the offensive line has issues for Green Bay, I think their running game and the short passes would be too much for Chicago's defense in the second half. And also the Bears have only covered 3 of their last 13 meetings between the Packers. I like Green Bay. And the other one, I want to say take Texas, but I'm so scared of taking them plus the minus them at Iowa State. Iowa State's a tough place to play. Asked the Hawkeyes a couple weeks ago. I'm leaning towards the Cyclones taking a plus 6. I think Texas wins this one, but I would not be shocked that they only win by a field goal. I think it's going to be I'm a little bit shocked that the total is that high. I think it's going to be a defensive battle, especially if Iowa State, you kind of want to keep this a low-scoring game if you want to hang around. I say Texas wins by a field goal, but Iowa State covers the point spread.
Yeah, I think I said Packers-Steelers. I meant Packers-Bears. I was still thinking of last week's game. That's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports informer, and my bookie. Rafael, appreciate the time, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a great evening.
All right. Do we have time for Hoffman on Hollywood now?
Yeah, we got about 4 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Let's start off with a little bit of sad news, Fred. What's wrong with you? Interwebs. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, I saw that. No one has her in the Deadpool.
No one. I don't think it's to that point yet with her.
That's the first thing I thought. Is that wrong of me?
That is really awful of you.
I know.
Yes.
This game has changed the way I look at people.
Yeah, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus announced today that she has cancer, and breast cancer. And I always kind of wondered why they were taking Veep off the air, because...
Pretty successful
it's a
show.
Really successful show. Critically... It's wildly successful.
Yeah.
Like, it wins those awards almost every year for best comedy. But maybe this is part of why that would be the case. I don't know. Again, there's a lot of detail. It's just announced today, so we don't know all the details.
Yeah.
And it's not like she owes us any more details.
No, hopefully it's treatable, though.
But, yeah, it's a bummer. And... the way she put it, she said 1 in 8 women are diagnosed with breast cancer today. I'm that one. So it's a sad story, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus, as you know, was famous for her role in Seinfeld. Have you watched that new Larry David show, by the way? The Curb Your Enthusiasm? Are you planning on watching it?
Well, I've seen it in the past. It just doesn't do much for me. I've tried it, and people I respect love it, but... I've watched 2 or 3.
You,
yeah, it's just not that funny to me. And I think he's a funny man. The show just doesn't do it for me.
I like that show. I don't know why it went off the air when it did, but I also don't know if I'm going to feel the same way about it that I did when it first came out. What you think is funny changes over time, and what's edgy changes over time. I was thinking about that with Seinfeld. Like think about the episode where the challenge or whatever they call it, where they're thinking, you know, you got to go as long as you can without the contest, without masturbating. At the time, that was a really edgy TV, especially for network. Now, I mean, it's barely a joke.
Yeah, babies get stabbed in their mom's stomach on TV now. So, no, I was never a huge Seinfeld guy either. And that's probably why I'm not a big Larry David guy.
That's fair. I mean, it's a lot of the same kind of humor. Here's an odd situation, and this comes from the world of professional wrestling. Shawn Michaels used to have a tag team partner, John. Trivia question. You know his name?
Oh, crap. I know this.
His name is Marty Jannetty. He's now 57 years old. And he just discovered that his daughter is not his biological daughter. And now he's curious, is it okay for him to have sex with her now?
Oh, God.
She's in her 20s. He raised her as his daughter. Just did a DNA test. She's not my daughter. We both held out of sex because you don't do that. But now we ain't. He went on to describe her as effing hot before asking wrestling lovers for their advice. I mean, that's got to be the weirdest post ever.
You know what? That's just a wrestling guy doing a wrestling thing to get attention.
But he's not a wrestling guy anymore. He's an old man.
And nobody's talked about him, so now we're talking about him.
That's not the kind of attention I would want.
Yeah, well.
Oh, boy. Well, there you go. That's a shortened version of Hop.
So we'll be in Beaumont tomorrow at Luke's. Come see us. Also on Hollywood. Only one episode left of Rick and Morty this year. I'm sad. Great job, Jong. Great job, AJ. Stay sportsy, bitches. Boy, toy.
ESPN 97.5.